How are you today?
Good.
Good to see you. Wait, you're backing me into a corner here. Scary. Hey, look, we rearranged just a wee bit up here to make room for our banners. Remember the first Sunday of Advent? We talked about hope. Yep. And the second week, last week, we talked about joy. And this week, Don and Vivienne lit the candle representing love. Yes, that's right. So here in our manger scene, what do you notice?
The animals and the...
And Mary and Joseph?
And the baby.
And the baby, yes. And remember, when Jesus was born, he was sort of born in a house, you know, where all the animals also were brought in at night. And that's why we got this idea of a manger, because the animals were all around Jesus when he was born. You think Jesus loves animals? Yeah, I think he does, and loves us even more. Yeah. You know, Christmas isn't just about getting, though. Although I bet you had your Christmas list. Is that right?
I already got my Christmas.
You already got your Christmas? What does that mean?
I got an
iPhone. Oh, you got some Christmas gifts already? Well, I'm so glad all that's over with now. That's so great. So what are you going to do on Christmas? You going to open anything? Oh, so there's more.
Yes.
Okay, sweet. Well, listen, I also last week we talked about Christmas is also about doing. It's about giving, not just about receiving, right? And you picked a card last week, didn't you? Out of our Elf on the Shelf. By the way, did you find our Elf on the Shelf today?
Yes.
Our Presbyterian Elf on the Shelf? It's over here on top of the other speaker. Yeah, I don't know how he moves around, but he's getting closer. Closer over here. So last week, what was the card that you picked?
Share books.
Share books? Did you do that during the week? Tell me about that.
My friend and I share books.
Oh, and so you shared a book with a friend? Well, that's excellent. Because Christmas, again, is about giving. Now, this week, we have some new cards. And for a challenge, because, again, Christmas is not about receiving, it's about giving. So when Christmas comes, isn't that cool? It's, what can I do? Christmas is about doing. Because the first Christmas, God so loved the world that he gave. So we want to give. And so here we have some. And this week, because you're such an eager beaver, I'm going to let you pick two. And that means you have two cards for homework. So here, go ahead and reach in here. No cheating. Pick one. What does that say? You read that? Okay, so help the people that you live with dinner. Have you ever cooked dinner before? Okay, pick another.
Invite a friend with you to church.
Invite a friend to church? Well, that's a good idea. Here, I'll let you take three because they're small. Yeah, first of all, do you like candy? Okay, no questions needed asking there. Okay, fine. All right, here, this is going to be the third piece of homework, though. Make a card for someone you love. Yes.
Grandma.
Okay, for your grandma. That's very sweet. And on the back it says, share Christmas by completing the activity on the front of this card. And there's a Bible verse there. And can I read that for you? It says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And what was the gift of God? Jesus. Right. That's good. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that really the Christmas experience is indescribable. But it's because of the gift that was given. And not only long ago, but every day. And I thank you that Mariah has a chance with these three activities to show the Christmas spirit with others. Give her grace, protect her, keep her safe, and bless her family, her neighbors and friends. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being with me today.